faced a number of good backs over the past few weeks. Is Marshawn the best of the bunch?
Yeah, I think so. Marshawn is, in my opinion, he's the toughest guy to tackle in the NFL. And he runs hard. I mean, every play, whether you put 8 or 9 in the box, it seems like he can take it. You know, it seems like a couple times a year he has some highlights that just kind of defy football and what should happen on some plays. You know, he obviously had the one against New Orleans a couple years ago. He had one against Houston this year. That was pretty impressive. So I have a lot of respect for Marshawn. And, you know, it's a huge challenge for us. And the way you stop his big plays is you have people swarming to the ball. You know, I think a lot of times when people play him, they assume he's down. You know, they assume he's getting tackled, you know, here or there, so guys are jogging behind the ball, where if they're just sprinting, they maybe help their buddy out, you know. So hopefully we can convey that to the young guys in the locker room, and there's a couple of us in here who know what the challenge is. The
whole team has to pay attention to Wilson, but you particularly being in the middle?
Yeah, I think really a lot of that comes down to the guys on the edges with the DNs and really all three linebackers, you know. And the tough thing that he does is he scrambles the throw, so you know, if you're playing, for instance, man coverage, you got to cover that guy for a long time because he's creating extra plays, and they definitely work at it. You can tell they work at the scramble drill and be able to break the route off and go deep. So it's definitely a different challenge.
I mean, Carroll teams can be tricky too. Is that in the back of your mind?
Well, I think when you think about a Pete Carroll team, you think about extremely competitive, a team who you know, wants to be physical on offense and. Definitely physical on defense, and he's going to have a few things up his sleeve, you know. And so, they signed, you know, Michael Robinson back, you know, and for the guys in this locker room who don't know him, he's a quarterback at Penn State, and you never know if they have something in there for him. And he's got to be aware of the personnel that they have because, you know, in division games like this where two teams who play each other a lot and they're not extremely pumped about the other side a whole lot of time. There are physical games, and there's always little jabs in there that you like to dish out. So you just got to be aware of what you're getting.
And then they get Harvin back as well, so you've got a lot of things going on.
Yeah. Yeah, I've a lot of respect for Percy. Played him in college. Just a dynamic athlete, man. Just, you don't really know what he is. You know, he's a receiver. He's running back. He's physical runner. He's athletic. He's fast, quick. Got a lot of respect for Percy Harvin.
When you were a kid watching football, you remember maybe your first couple of Monday night football games and how big they were to you then?
Oh, yeah. I used to just wait for the song to hit and you know, the old school song. And you know, back in the day, they used to lead into it with whatever show was on beforehand, you know, somehow, some way. And all the time. It's good memories, man. And I'm excited for it. You know, this is my first one at home, so it's definitely an exciting opportunity to be able to have your first Monday night game at home. And at the end of the day, though, it's another football game, you know, and you got to block all the rest of it out. It's a different set of announcers, more people watching, but, you know, I've been blessed to play in 2 national championships, and hopefully the results won't be like that. But but I, you know, it's another football game, and if you just focus on what your details are and not all the other crap going on, you know, you'll be all right.
Just a couple more.
When you have a game that goes bad like last week, and then all of a sudden people want to start writing you off again, you guys have still a plenty in front of you. You got the whole season still to make this a real successful year.
We do, and I think that's been the message in our, you know, at least in the defensive side of the ball, is that we have all of our goals in front of us. It's a realization that window is closing. You know, you can't keep saying that week after week now. We all kind of know what the record needs to be to get to where we want to go. So it's just a realization that, hey, you know, the sense of urgency just gets racketed up. The room for error goes way down, and you have to address it. I'm never afraid to address it. You know, our goals coming into the season are to get to the playoffs, win the NFC West, and, you know, be a team to compete. Now we're sitting here at 3-4, and we know that number can't keep growing on the loss column. So it just means you got to ratchet up your focus, your film study, and really just start to make some plays. And, you know, no greater opportunity than, you know, one of the best teams in NFC and definitely our division this week.
Is it interesting to hear Brett Favre's name mentioned around here?
You know, I don't really worry about a lot of that because it's not my decision, you know. I learned a while ago, worry about things that you can control, and there's too many there for me. As a Mike Becker, there's a lot of things I can be worried about, not about who we're calling or what reports out there are that. I know one thing, I got a lot of faith in Kellen Clemson. You know, he's there's a lot of weeks where he makes me panic because of the way that he throws the ball around against the look team and stuff the last few weeks. So I got a lot of confidence in that guy, and I promise you he'll be ready.